From Busheltown to Botswana, they're the fattest hosts around, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh my God.
Howdy, Cliff.
Whoa. Is that how you start the show these days?
I started talking, I kind of half coughed. It was like, hell, Cliff.
I didn't even hear that part. This is Cliff and Kendall. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on what? But Raw 99 back in Busheltown, USA, 4 a.m. Sunday.
Raw
99.
Mornings.
Such a good station.
What a station.
When I think to myself,
what a wonderful station.
Cliff, we're in Cameroon.
We are.
Beautiful Cameroon.
I love it.
Look at this. This is just ideal sight here. And this beautiful waterfall that's here next to us, Lobe Falls.
You can practically reach out and touch it.
We're very close.
We're very close to it's Lobe Falls.
Beautiful.
This really is a whole bunch better than the dirt.
Oh, my God. We were in there for so many hours. Last week,
yes.
With a bowel attack, and then Kendall had a bowel attack.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when you see somebody throw up, you have to do it.
And then I threw up, and then Kendall threw up because he saw me throw up.
It was bad.
Very unpleasant, and that was like in the first 5 minutes after the show.
So we don't talk about that anymore, though. Look how beautiful this is. It's wonderful. I'm so much happier here.
I just opened the door there for a second. It just smelled that. That was the fall.
If they could put that in a candle.
Beautiful. They probably do. Maybe in the gift shop somewhere.
Ooh, good idea. I want a whole bunch of those.
Lobe Falls scent there. But yeah, this is what? What else? What of it?
What of it?
What's the rest? Where do we go from here?
Well, Cliff, we're talking about breakfast food. That's what we're doing.
Don't you love them?
Yes.
Oh, I love them so much. I could eat several in one sitting.
Oh, and often do. I do.
Many a time.
I went through I want to start this phase again. I went through a phase where I would just stand in the kitchen and I would just cook myself one of those Taco Bell crunch wraps.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd just cook another one. And it struck me, I'd just cook a third.
Yeah, why not?
You know, in Alaska, do you know what they eat for breakfast?
I don't even want to know.
Oh, you know, they just have a big old slab of reindeer meat.
Oh, my God.
And an egg nestled on a pancake.
Do they cook any of it or just eat it raw?
No, it's all frozen in there in the snow. No, it's, of course, in microwaved
microwave.
To perfection.
All right.
Oh, whoa. There's fall majestic bow.
Oh, I could not have said it better myself. Yeah, beautiful.
I feel as though the breath of Christ is coming over these falls, dear.
Oh, you can almost feel the kiss, the warm filter of the wind and the water on your face.
It is
here.
Nice. They're not.
We spent 20 minutes talking about how wonderful this view is. It's so great.
We did. 20 minutes.
That is so wonderful, dear. I'm so glad you used the time wisely.
Oh, yes. Good use of your time, boys.
Because it is a beautiful waterfall.
All right. Now, we're here. Have y'all decided where to put, like, the podium and stuff for the Rye speech?
Well, dear, in honesty, we can't decide. We've put it over on the left side, then we put it over on the right.
I think the acoustics will be much better on the left, dear.
Yes, dear, but you're too far away from the waterfall. In case if pictures were to be taken, you wouldn't see the waterfall in the picture. You see, dear, it's very important.
Oh, very.
You have to think through all of these things.
Exactly, Sugarlump. Maybe let's get Charles, the contractor, to move it around a few more times.
No, that's a good idea. Charles!
Charles!
Unhook the trailer, dear. We've got to hook the trailer first. We're carrying all this rye with us everywhere.
Kendall, in Japan, did you know this? It's a popular choice to have some fish and rice. And
for breakfast,
tofu. Yeah, this is delicious, semi-healthy breakfast.
I couldn't think of eating fish for breakfast.
That you think? Remember the anagram FRT, fish, rice, tofu. And that's going to give you an authentic Japanese breakfast.
Clip, the world's largest breakfast on record.
Oh, I want it right now.
I know. You ate it last week.
It was a metric ton of self-homemade crunch wraps.
No, Clip, it involved 27,000 people and took place in Germany in 2005. So,
whoa,
we could still break it.
Give us any record breakfast, we'll break it.
Give me McMuffin, I'll take it.
We're gonna make our breakfast dreams come true.
Wouldn't that be a great dream? Wouldn't that be a great dream?
Eating it our way. What a dream to dream.
What a dream.
The impossible dream. Kendall, in India, did you know this? Breakfast.
Sure I did.
They still have it in India.
It's good.
And thing. What they one? This actually sounds really good. I think we need to go back to India and have this breakfast again.
How did we miss it?
I don't know. Every morning I just ate those little boxes of Frosted Flakes.
Oh, wow.
I should have gone out of the motel and had an authentic Indian breakfast because they have rosemary roasted potatoes, Indian tofu scramble, lentils, veggie sausage, and banana pepper toast. Yes, please.
Turn this raw tour around.
Back to India.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, my God. I went international. I thought you needed to know. I thought the public deserved to know
what
these people eat for breakfast.
They do deserve to know because a quarter of people are skipping breakfast altogether, Cliff.
Morons.
I know.
Idiots.
It's very stupid because it only messes up your whole metabolism.
Oh, just fucked. Back on the train.
Back on the train.
To where but Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they eat for breakfast? Can you even guess? It's minty spicy fish with a sweet and spicy pork served with rice. And you know what? In Thailand, breakfast isn't all that different from what you'd eat at any old meal.
There was this apartment I lived in LA, and someone would cook fish for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Probably some Thai person.
It might have been a Thai person, but it was a little.
You should have gone and bridge the gap.
Well, I should have, except that they didn't even like to smell it themselves, so they cooked it on their balcony.
Oh.
And it just, waking up and coming out of the house and smelling the fish, that's why when I think of fish in the morning, it makes me want to do that.
Oh, boy. What do you think about that big banner over there that says rye? Is it appropriately placed?
You can't read rye, dear. It says ye.
Ye, like ye old potato hut?
Dear, people are going to be very confused.
I don't think so. They're well aware they're coming to a rye speech. They'll just assume the R has been obscured.
Well,
that could lead to some very disappointed crowd.
Dear, I really think we need to move the trailer completely over to the right and put the banner right where that is.
Yeah, now this trailer full of rye.
Yeah, why are we carrying it everywhere?
That you guys have brought. Why did we haul that behind?
Dear, of course it's a donation. Here in Cameroon.
Oh, what a lovely gesture, Sugarlum. Oh, beautiful.
That's why we're doing the rye speech here in front of the waterfall, to represent the joy of rye spreading through the world, dear.
Oh.
And we're going to spread this rye out to all the people here in Cameroon and just donate it to them. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, so it's like you're going to give it away.
Yes, dear. We're giving this rye away. We don't have to take it with us anymore after this.
Oh, no. It'll be a very empty trailer. Perhaps Charles the contractor could sleep in it tonight.
Oh, that's...
I don't know. Can I put that down?
Okay.
Oh, all right, dear. You've convinced me. Let's go move that banner.
All right, Charles. Charles, get the car. Here. We need to move this.
To the right, Charles.
This is not going to end well.
Why not? It'll be fine.
Because Charles is involved.
Keep on the sunny side.
All right. Of eggs. Cliff, do you know the average person sits down to breakfast at 7:30 in the morning during the week?
No, they don't.
That's average. We're below average.
We're well below average. Kendall. France.
Oui.
What? Nah, I'm not even going to say yes, we were in France. Yes, we had some of our breakfast. What is the French breakfast food?
Crepe.
No. You blew it again,
the
Kendall.
Omelet.
No!
You dig French it? Toast.
No!
That was a joke.
Croissant.
The croissant.
A croissant.
Is the French breakfast?
That's the French breakfast is a croissant.
You'd have I'm too fat. I'm like, I need something on my croissant and something beside it and something in it and something around it.
You could have just stopped it. You're too fat.
Well, Cliff, you know the most popular place To eat breakfast.
To eat breakfast? IHOP.
No, at home.
Oh.
All by your lonesome self. That's the most popular place to eat breakfast.
Alone in your room. Well, Kendall.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know. Are you talking to
me? Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? All right, Kendall, I've got an Are You Talking to Me for you.
All right.
Here it is. Can you guess what movie this came from?
It probably will be a guess.
Here is the quote. It says, I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
I know this movie very well.
Oh, you know it.
Clueless.
No.
I know that
clue. Oh, are you just saying you're clueless?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am clueless.
Okay. Napoleon.
Oh.
Dynamite.
I knew that. I've seen that movie.
I've seen that movie.
Cliff.
Yeah.
You know what you look like to me with a...
big fat...
I'm not saying this. I'm asking the question. You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube with little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor white trash, are you, Agent Starling?
Agent Starling is... I appreciate you adding that.
Yeah, I thought that'd help out a little bit.
Before that, I was going to say the Devil Wears Prada, but... What was that? The silence.
That was
of the lamb.
Yeah, I figured that was too far out in left field for you without a little hint.
I thought that's Miranda, that's Meryl, and Taylor Swift's product. Kendall, some people can't believe in themselves until someone else believes in them first.
A Field of Dreams.
No.
Okay.
Oh, not bad Kendall eating, but good Will Hunting.
Oh well. All right, here we go. Here's another one.
Here
for
we
you,
go.
Jeff, you know if someone came in here, they wouldn't believe what they'd see. You and me with long faces plunged into despair because we found out a man didn't kill his wife. We're two of the most frightening ghouls I've ever known.
It's another movie that I feel like I know and have seen. Was that the Jeff Chronicles?
No. Would it help if I ended it with... And my name is Lisa, by the way. Rear Window.
Oh, no. If you just said, hey, look out that back window there.
I thought maybe Jeff might help.
Jeff. If you'd said, hey, Jeff, why in that wheelchair? Maybe I would have got it. All right, Kendall, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching.
Death Becomes
Her. Oh, no. If Hyacinth had named this movie, she would have called it The Bouquet List. But that's a Keep It Up Appearances reference for you. The Bucket List.
I got it.
Everybody out there, Google Keep It Up Appearances.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Watch it. It's a good show.
I love it.
This is commercial towing vehicle Nostromo out in the Solomons, registration number 18092460 calling Antarctica Traffic Control. Do you read me? Over.
Oh, was that Alien?
Aliens. This is Ripley coming.
This is Ripley, and we've got...
aliens on board?
An ALF. Kendall. We didn't even realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun.
Stand by me.
When the night is calm and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a tear just as long as you were Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh!
Well, that was the longest buzzer I've ever heard.
Winnie the Pooh.
I was like, I know Winnie I'm not right.
Winnie the Pooh.
Chubby little tubby all stuff.
Quit calling me that. Well, I'm Cliff, and we've got to take a break.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Let's do it.
I believe in miracles. And I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Remember the last time you had a bowl of prunes? And how after the prunes were all gone, you drank that sweet, good-tasting juice? Well, that's what this is, only better. You know how you have to use up the whole coffee bean to release all that good coffee taste? Well, we use up practically the whole prune to make prune juice. And just like coffee, we let prunes brew a while till their juice is rich, full of flavor. A lot of flavor in that glass. A lot of quick energy, too. Prune juice, You really ought to try it.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
To Cameroon by the wonderful Lobe Falls.
Oh, you'd fall in love with it if you were here.
Fall in love. Aren't you? I'm a little bit in love with the falls over here, aren't you, Kendall?
I'm so in love. Did you hear the old legend of the
Legend of the Falls.
Yeah, that's better.
Nope.
So let's stick with that.
Kendall, breakfast.
Love it.
A full English.
I'll take 2 plates.
An English breakfast. You gotta have some beans. You gotta have sausage, bacon, eggs, mushrooms, hash browns, and toast. And with some tea.
I don't think we should start so early with beans.
Beans.
You know what? I bet if we filled up on beans early in the day, we'd be a damn lot healthier.
Well, we should try it.
Let's try the bean diet.
I'll have a bean burrito for breakfast. Like, that's not what I had in mind.
Not what I had in mind. Big bean diet.
Whoa!
Kendall Raisin Bran.
What about it?
Do you love it?
No.
No?
I don't like raisins.
I don't like I like raisins okay by themselves. I like raisins in Raisin Bran, mm-hmm. And I don't like them in like a cookie. And you've ruined the cookie.
Well, that's true.
But other than that, although there was this one brand of Raisin Bran, which was the off-brand, is Brand X from the Food More. And I used to brand get it, X. And its raisins somehow were so big, they just felt like bugs, and I didn't like them. But a good Raisin Bran,
they probably were.
It might have been bugs, come to think
that's
of it.
How to save money.
Kendall, Raisin Bran is the only cereal manufactured by the 3 of the 4 big cereal companies, and they all just call it Raisin Bran. Did you know this?
I didn't.
Why not? Well, where have you been? Go down the cereal aisle once in a while.
How do you ask for a bowl of Raisin Bran from a certain company?
Well,
say, I would like...
Kendall, let me tell you the history. Here it goes. Oh. It's because the term...
Here we go.
The term Raisin Bran was determined to be untrademarkable by a district court in Nebraska way back in 1944. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Just like they told us, our show was unpatentable.
No, I think they said it was unlistenable.
Oh. I get those mixed up sometimes.
Sometimes.
Cliff,
did I leave my pamphlets in here?
Yeah, I told you left four. We had 40 total, and I gave you 10 to begin with, and I put down 10 on the chairs, and then you set 10 down after the bow attack, and I don't know where they went.
Where did I put them, dear?
What are you, what are you looking for?
Oh, there's some Rye pamphlets, you know. We've got to set one on every chair.
You know, dear, we do that everywhere we go, so everyone has some information about Rye to take with them.
So they can go home and grow it themselves,
yeah, I've read that pamphlet over and over again.
I have.
Several times.
Yeah, well, there's probably a few laying around here in the booth.
Well, I didn't see a stack in here.
No. Are they over there on that speaker by the podium?
Oh, no. That's simply a pile of Kleenex bars in case people are so moved by Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn's wry speech that they have to daub their eyes.
Well, it happens so often, dear. It's better to have them there, ready to go.
It's a wonderful precaution you've taken, Sugarlump.
Thank you, dear.
You really care about your audience, don't you?
Of course, Daffodil.
Of course. And so do we, which we are on the air, by the way.
Dear, well, I feel so happy that we're here in front of
all... Oh, dear. Oh, Sugarlump, I see them. I laid them down inside your purse. I knew that was the one place I couldn't lose them, at the bottom of your purse.
Well, that's the one place you did, dear.
Whoops.
All right, well, y'all go ahead
and
finish that.
Yes, dear, we have to get them on every chair.
All right, back to Bamford and Lord.
All right.
They just make every job so much fun.
I think so. As much fun as a bowl of Raisin Bran. Kendall, we're going to get letters. Kendall, Fruit Loops.
What'd you call them?
Fruit Loops. You nut, you honey bunches of oats. Kendall, nut 90. Kendall. Fruit Loops, what do you know? Do you think that each loop is a different flavor? The different colors?
Well, come to think of it, I've never tasted more than one flavor, really. It's like a tropical mix, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. Kendall, really all the Fruit Loops are the same flavor. And some have called it vaguely orange.
Orange. That sounds about right.
Yep, but in 1963, ever since then, that beautiful year, every loop, no matter what color, same flavor. Which is really a metaphor for humanity. We're all just Fruit Loops.
Can't we just
bowl.
Learn from the Fruit Loops?
Yeah, learn from the Fruit Loops. We're all Fruit Loops in the bowl. We all taste the same.
Come on, peace train.
Amen.
Cliff, it's time to find out some information about what's going on down in Busheltown, isn't it?
Oh, it is it?
It's well past time to find out about the Busheltown happening.
Oh, it's half past time to find out what's on the Busheltown community calendar. This is a segment for the locals who listen at 4 a.m. Sunday morning in Busheltown.
It's for you. Well, they could be listening on podcasts later, too.
Busheltown, here we go. Come on down to the West Busheltown Park. Now, you know, terribly, the lawn mowing crew, they've gone on strike. Did you know this? The lawn mowers, they're demanding better pavement, and, you know, they're just not happy with the way the pavement is. It's crumbling, it's all in their mowing equipment. And so, the West Busheltown Park is having a Great Depression party. So what they want you to do, bring your friends and family and just lay on the tall grass and depress it down into the earth so that it doesn't need mowing. Just depressing. Kendall, the
depress
Great Depression.
That grass down.
Get out there to that Great Depression at West Busheltown Park.
That's making lemonade out of lemons.
All right.
Now, if
well,
you're
Kendall,
not...
life gave me a big bowl of shit. What am I supposed to make out of that?
Shit-manade.
No.
Cliff, if you're not going over to the West Busheltown Park, you can come over to the East Busheltown Park. They're having a big fireworks show on Saturday.
Oh.
Melvin, he's the owner of the Bushel Boom Fireworks Company, says that they got to blow up all the old inventory to make way for the new.
Kendall, this Wednesday, if you're in Busheltown, come on down to the Funny Pit. You know, the Busheltown Stand-Up Comedy Club. Because guess what? It's time for a fundraiser for a great cause. It's the annual Chuckles for Change benefit. And every time a comedian makes you laugh, you're invited to just throw some loose change up on the stage. And at the end of the night, they're going to sweep all those coins together, they're going to count them, and they're going to donate it to the Busheltown Change Fund, which is promised to fund only good changes from here on out. So get on down to the Funny Pit.
And I'm looking for our invitation.
It's an open call. Oh, you mean to perform?
To perform, yes.
Oh, no, Kendall, you're not like... Do you think... how much are we going to raise? What are they going to throw at us? Three pennies?
Three coins.
It would just hurt. Cliff, they're having the Toe Jam Rally on Sunday, and the Busheltown Tooth Guy is putting that on raise awareness about clean teeth.
The Toe Jam
Yeah,
rally.
Now it's not real toe jam. Sorry, Charles. You can't join. It's just actual jam. But they smear it on their feet and they run this rally. And it's all to promote good tooth health.
I don't know why they don't do that everywhere, Kendall.
I think so.
Kendall, this week at the Busheltown Fairgrounds, which is not where the toe jam thing is, it?
No.
Good, because there's not room for both. Kendall, at the fairgrounds, it's the Busheltown Anti-Violence League. You know, they got a big event going on in their quest to quell violence in the town. And they're having a big Nails for Nails drive. And so what they want you to do, they want you to rid your house of those very dangerous, sharp nails. You know, the metal types that you hammer. Mm-hmm. And they want you to take them all out. Nobody wants to be nailed with a hammer. And once you give them all your old nails, they're going to do your nails for free. that you're gonna, you can get your nails did. It's a manicure thing. Do you get it? So get those violent. Do you know what you have to do in order to get this free manicure, people? You have to take all your old nails and then get them out of your house and out of harm's way. And for, oh, Kendall, you know those bitchin' manly men who think that only fairies and queens have their nails done. Well, in lieu of a manicure, you can get a coupon good for 10% off your next therapy session.
There you go.
There you go. That's at the fairgrounds. Check it out.
It's called a manicure, for God's sake. Oh, you can't even get behind that.
Not a vagina cure.
Cliff?
Yes?
Do you know that also on Sunday, everybody's invited to Busheltown's local dump?
Amen.
They want you to bring your old car parts and your old junk, and everyone's going to just meet and swap things, whatever just they want, free of charge.
Meet and swap. What if you don't have anything of your own? I bet you could just pick up some there in the dump to swap.
You know, it wasn't in the rules, I'm sure. Get on in the rules in the flyer.
Got to check the bylaws on that one.
Get on down there.
Kendall, that's all that I know of in the upcoming near future for Busheltown.
Don't you miss it?
I miss it so, you know, it's beautiful. Cameroon here is beautiful. These Lobe Falls are gorgeous. But yeah, someday we'll be back.
I got Busheltown on my mind.
I'm in a Busheltown state of mind. Kendall, do you know this? Idiot. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Do you know this? And it is the most popular cereal in 54% of the states.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Do you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I do like it. Do you like it?
This is hard-hitting stuff. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch as well.
Do you have any Cinnamon Toast Crunch memories that you'd like to share?
Only that I love to drink the milk of Cinnamon Toast Crunch after you finish the cereal.
Oh, okay, now listen,
because it's cinnamon-flavored
gagging
milk.
Thing.
You don't do that?
I don't like... Here's what grosses me out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot in life.
Uh-oh. This. Here it comes.
This. When people over milk their cereal and it's floating like diarrhea in the bowl and you're slurping it with the spoon. Oh God. I like milk where you can barely even see.
Nope.
It's only just a little bit. It's a whisper of milk on the cereal.
Cliff,
you've gently moistened the flakes.
You are so wrong.
Oh, no.
And I'm so worried about the longevity of this show now, that this huge thing has just come out.
Oh,
I did not know that you were such a sinner when it comes to cereal.
I don't know how you've not seen me modestly fill my bowl with a normal amount of milk.
Probably because I was in the middle of eating mine.
Oh, you're so busy just slopping it in a big bowl full of slop.
You know, when they used to talk about... who was it? Oh, on Vacation, about the cereal varnish that doesn't make cereal.
Yeah, non-nutritive cereal varnish.
I always thought, why would they want to make something to make cereal not just get soggy? I like it. I like to let my milk sit and make my everything real soggy.
I know.
You're doing it wrong, Cliff.
No,
wrong.
You are doing... This is another thing you do wrong. Like when you crumble up toilet paper to wipe your ass.
No, you don't. No, you gotta crumble.
No, Kendall, I tried to crumble and it just, all I got was tiny bits of toilet paper all over the floor.
I tried to fall, it just rolled everywhere. Oh. Like just unrolled.
Kendall, Tony the Tiger is Italian.
Damn.
Did you know this? Had you any clues?
I'd never thought about it. They're great.
They're great. Kendall, in the 70s, Kellogg's announced Tony's full name is Anthony the Tiger, and he just happens to come from a big Italian family. That's what he sounds like.
I guess he does sound a little Italian.
Oh, what? Now, why is Charles the Contractor leaning against the trailer full of rye? God. Oh, he's vaping. Why are you... Oh, it's not
rolling.
Locked. It's rolling.
It's rolling.
Oh no, and it's going. Oh my God, the whole trailer of rye just went over the falls.
Oh my God, Mrs. Potter Butter's trying to get out of the water. She's running after
it. No, don't fall over the edge. Terrible news.
We saw the rye.
It's just falling over into the water.
I don't know what happened. It just rolled right into the water, dears.
Rolled. Well. It must have been an act of God.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is awful. So that's all the free handouts are gone. The freebies.
Dear, it was the
the big donation that we were going to give to the Cameroon deer, and now they're all going to be so sad when they leave with no rye.
It was truly a love offering, boys.
Well,
hey,
look, on the bright side, this rye is now literally spreading.
This is like cast your bread on the water.
Okay, well, that's a very good sentiment. I see what you're
very sentimental
saying.
There, bud.
And they did get a free pamphlet out of this whole thing.
Well, they will. If
it is a wonderful pamphlet.
And the speech is good in and of itself. Dear, maybe you could...
I don't want to talk about the speech.
Maybe you could mail everybody who comes. You could get them to sign on a list. You could mail them some seeds.
That's a good idea.
Crockpot! Yes? I ordered some rye seeds when I was on fire.
Look. Such good ideas.
There we go. What happened?
Hair stuff. I didn't even get a chance to talk about it.
Kendall is still on about this hairdo. Kendall, the last thing that I have to say about breakfast.
Say it.
Honey Nut Cheerios is the best-selling cereal in the country of the United States.
Well, see, that just shows you something's wrong.
What? You don't like Honey Nut Cheerios?
I don't. Actually, I'm just kidding. I've never tried them.
What?
I've never tried Honey Nut Cheerios.
Wait a minute.
What? I thought you were talking about Honey Bunches of Oats. And then after I said it twice, I was like, I have had that.
I have had Honey Nut.
That just shows you I was only half listening when I responded.
Kendall, here's something that everybody should know. Let's put this mask behind us.
I'm sorry, I'm so distracted by the rye going all over the place.
Well, it is a shame. It's a damn shame.
Big shame. Cliff, I got a question for you.
All right.
Things, no. Who married Charles Lindbergh?
Mrs. Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, who married Mrs. Charles Lindbergh?
Charles Lindbergh.
No. I see what you did.
It means I got it right both times.
You did.
Anne Margaret. Tricky. Is that what you were going to say?
Anne Morrow.
Oh. Kendall.
Yes.
Which of Arnold Schwarzenegger's body parts did Maxim magazine speculate had been reduced in size in a procedure called genioplasty?
That his brain.
No.
Scrotum.
His genio. No, his jaw.
Well, I was close.
He got his jaw small end.
Okay, anyway.
It's too big. That's why he's small in it.
Cliff, what were broccoli and cauliflower developed from?
They were developed from Satan's handbook.
Okay, that may well be, but they were also developed from cabbage.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Keep it. Kendall, what word does Gwen Stefani keep spelling out at the end of Holla Back Girl?
Bananas. Like, I'm trying to think through it.
This shit is...
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
All right. I was so happy I got that. And Cliff, finally, I have one more for you.
All right.
What did Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi quit Saturday Night Live to become?
The Blues Brothers.
Amen. You're right.
They left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
Yes, they did.
And they never lost 1 minute of sleeping.
Nope.
Worrying about the way things might have been.
Both.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Brothers.
This is it, right? It's over. I'm Cliff. This is where we are.
Yeah. Close enough.
Kendall, I mean, we as human beings have the amazing capacity to be reborn at breakfast every day and say, this is a new day.
That's what you gotta say.
And that was said by Jack Kornfield.
Oh, he even had corn in the
title. He even had what a corny bitch.
Cliff, one should not attend even the end of the world without a good breakfast. And that was said by Robert A. Heinlein.
Oh, I'm starving.
Me too. Let's go get some...
Anything.
Is it breakfast time?
Somewhere. All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
This show is all on fire.